Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. To and not get copyright willied.
Can you play your Facebook on your YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sound.
Yeah, I fixed it. There's sound now.
Yeah, there's sound.
Sorry. My bad.
Anna, still in stage three?
No, we just did stage 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, after he saved my life.
I thought they were moving to stage five, living together now.
Because of Reagan.
Right, because of Reagan.
And you would be hanging, just like you were afraid Reagan was going to hang you out, you'd be hanging her out. And I think that you need a separation.
100%.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Blitz, we talked about that.
Yeah, Blitz,
we work together.
You guys can date and shit, but there needs to be, and you can spend the night and hang out, but there needs to be where, you know, prevailing, you know, you guys can go to each other's respectable corners.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
Time away.
Yeah, sometimes that's good.
Absolutely.
Can we have some like relationship behind the scenes stuff just do our housekeeping on the air?
Yeah, might as well.
Is that okay?
I mean,
because I have a question for Blitz.
Oh, great. Here we go.
My spouse.
I mean, of course, I have no problem with it.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
Now, what his ruling is different. But
okay.
Me being the leader of this little program, the more the better on the dat deal, but I don't want to upset him. Either.
Blitz, may I? Mr. Spouse?
Sure.
What is the best way to tell you that I need some time alone or you need some time alone? What's the best way? Just be like, hey, bitch, you need to stay home tonight your own home?
Yeah, but now, hold on. That's an interesting question because I don't know if she's there or not, but I think when she gets there, she wants to have already talked about how they do it.
And I also want him to be able to tell me because I...
Scram, bitch.
Yeah, because I don't want him to, like, start resenting me or feel like I've overstayed my welcome if I'm at his house too much. Like, what's the best way to go about that?
Because your quirkiness really starts to set in after a couple days.
Oh, fuck yeah. I annoy myself. I can only imagine what I do to others.
Your quirkiness is cool, and then it ain't cool.
Yeah, and then you're sick of it, and you're like, this bitch ain't cool anymore. Get
right.
the hell out of here.
I don't want to fuck her anymore.
Yeah.
I start resenting her.
Right.
Or, Anna, is that what you're trying to say?
I don't think she's trying to say that.
No, I'm not saying anyone is there yet because it's still kind of new. It's still kind of fresh. But,
right.
You know, like my default setting is single. I've been used to just doing my own thing on my own time.
And him too.
I know. And we've had this discussion, this discussion on Sunday. So what do you think is the best way?
As we were sitting in the park.
Yes, together.
I think.
Hand in hand.
I think.
Sounds a little resentful.
I think.
I think just best be honest. Be like, hey, I think I need some alone time.
Yeah. No, but I don't think you say it that way.
Oh, then how do you say it, Bob?
I think you say, you know what? I think
the relationship guru.
I'm going to tell you, bitch. I am maybe not the most successful relationships, but I had far more than you.
That's a fact.
And if you look at my relationships, okay, so the one with Holly went.
When she was wiping your butt.
Hold on.
Cleaning
like,
up your shit, literally.
Yeah, you're getting a little fucking lippy over there,
sorry,
aren't you?
Sorry, I just had food.
Yeah, there you go, Bob.
Oh, that's right. She's had fucking calories.
I fasted for 19 hours.
I know how this goes.
Holly was, let me see, 90 to 97.
Okay.
7 years there.
Seven? I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Seven with her. And then Tyler's mom was like maybe...
A month or two?
No, it was a while.
Oh.
Like two.
2 years? Okay.
2 years.
Yeah.
On and off. Very volatile.
Very volatile.
Then Heather was, God, 10 years.
Okay. Decade.
Nikki's was 6 years.
That's a long time.
So I got long-term relationships.
Yeah, he's a stud.
So don't fuck with me.
No, I'm asking your advice.
You don't have... My advice is not... Like, Let's have a couple days where you do our own thing.
Like,
no question.
Predetermined.
Like, no, like, but that's how you say it. Like, let's have a couple days of our own shit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you go home and I go home. Like, it can't be that business-like. It has to be more cooler than that.
Okay.
Like, I agree.
And I think you guys are like, hey, you know, and I think it's kind of maybe like somewhat planned. So you're like, hey, I'm looking at this week. You're like maybe like on Sunday or Saturday or something. Like, hey, what's next week looking like for you? Well, you know what? Let's get together. You know, Monday, Tuesday, and then like I got some shit Wednesday and Thursday, and then we can maybe reconnect like on Friday. But
okay.
I think if it's kind of scheduled, it works better.
Yes,
it's a little working. It's a little bit better feeling.
I planned on going to the firework thing this weekend. Now, a bunch of my friends ended up not going and all that, so I'm not going to go. But, like, that was kind of planned. And then, like, there'll be days where I'm going to go to camp for the weekend or something by myself or with friends.
But we were going to have Friday night away from each other.
Yeah,
but I think, Blitz, you guys, like, the more you plan that out,
we did.
The better it is.
Yeah, so we actually planned last week that Friday we would do our own thing and not hang out.
And I put you two together like I always do.
Yeah.
And then Bubba, we had a great time.
You dropped into level three, though, Bubba.
And I got Blitz into three. Solid. Right.
Yeah.
Now, is there been more threes?
No.
Just this past weekend?
Yeah.
Had a couple threes.
Yeah, there were a few threes.
Two threes?
I think it was two. Two threes.
Two threes. Now, are you wanting some three?
Say it again.
Are you wanting some? Now, are you off the rag?
Pretty much.
That's a no.
Pretty much.
You got remnants?
I got remnants. Right. I had a little remnants.
I got to think that but
it was a hint. It was like a whisper of...
By the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have weekend plans?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Together?
Yeah.
Together.
Right.
Yep.
So, Otto, would you say that there'll be more three with possibly a four? Or are we locked into three this weekend?
I would say, three is possible. Maybe four.
Are you scared of four?
Of course.
I would be. Who the fuck's making all the noises?
It's me. I'm working on some stuff.
Oh. All right. Hey,
she's seen Blitz at three, so, I mean, she can only be really scared of Blitz at four. What he's, you know, carrying around in his pocket.
Oof. I mean,
Uzi.
Have you seen... Well, yeah, we've determined that three can't be anything that doesn't involve his penis.
That's what I'm saying. So
whether it be in her mouth or in her hand.
Oh, my God.
No, she's seen it or felt it.
Yeah, you've seen it or felt it, one of the two.
So you know what he's, you know.
You've had it in your hand or your mouth.
Oh, my God.
The nine-inch sausage.
I know that's
inappropriate, right? Say it.
Ew! inappropriate.
The 9-inch sausage that Chris P's going to be.
Lummy.
Yes.
Lummy. Stop. Oh. Stop, buddy.
Yeah, it's 10.
Yeah, Lummy.
Oh, 10-inch the Polish sausage. I'm sorry that I insulted you.
Some fucking respect.
I do feel this, Anna, that I do feel that I am very much the matchmaker here.
Of course.
And so, you know.
You were the one that put us together.
I hope that you are, you know, because everybody's rooting for it.
I know.
Everybody's rooting for it.
It's not annoying yet, but it may be.
You think this is all fake?
You think this is a game?
Did I say
that? You think this is a joke? Think this is a word?
Did I say that?
No. I'm just saying that's what some people say, not you.
I know that it's not fake. No. I know that it's real, and I know, and I really, in my heart, there's only one really intangible that people think may have happened, is that they think that maybe you guys have been doing this, you know, seeing each other, messing around longer than February 14th. And in my heart, because I asked Blitz privately, and I don't think he would lie to me, I don't think you guys were seeing each other.
No.
Nope.
Don't think
we were, like, hanging out. We were hanging out stuff. But
as friends.
Yeah.
But it was straight friendship.
It was straight friendship,
I mean, it was friends with a lot of other tension about, you know.
There was lots of tension.
Course.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
A lot of fake hugs.
Those weren't fake.
Oh.
So, as you know, if you've listened to the show earlier today, the show started off with a call from Crackhead Calvin. And I told him to leave me alone, stop calling me. With every intention of calling the Tampa Police Department tomorrow after we have collected the data we're trying to get. And filing a police report. That seems like it's been accelerated now. He calls the show this morning and I say, I'm going to file a police report. I want you to stop calling me. You're a fucking weirdo. I hate you. Leave us alone. So, you know, that's all we heard. Next thing you know, Jesus comes rolling up and tells Blitz, I think the fucking crackhead. Man, you guys were loud back there today. What the fuck?
You hear all that?
Yes.
That's him in his chair. Like, it's always that loud.
No, it's not.
I mean, like,
maybe
to me.
Maybe he's got slates on?
What? No, the slate's not on. Oh, just Blitz's microphone. Don't.
So, like, Tyler's chair always does that, but this microphone never picks it up.
Yeah, well, it picks it up today.
You just have great ears, brother.
So, Jesus. Jesus let. God damn, what is he over there fucking doing? Gymnastics?
Dude, hold on, stop. Like, I swear, his chair is always doing that, and you never hear it.
Yeah,
like, I'm touching the desk, and you're like, who's making all the noise? And, like, I do that all the time.
Well, I'm just telling you, your microphone's extra sensitive today for whatever reason. Do you have a wind mic?
No, nothing has changed at all.
All right. So, Tyler comes and gets Blitz. Blitz calls 911.
Yep.
Gets this fucking Uzi I've never seen it. And goes to the door, tells me to go to break, and not like go to break because we're late, but go to break because some shit's going down.
Yeah.
Like, I know Blitz talk.
Yeah,
I know Blitz talk.
I could tell that you were kind of close to going to break anyway.
Right.
So, and like by then, like I knew the cops would be here soon. Like it had been going on for a while. So,
but there's Blitz, you know, going to break, and then there's some shit's going down. And
oh, yeah.
Just like yesterday when I knew some shit's going down, just like you can read me, I can read you.
Oh, yeah.
We've worked long enough together.
Sure.
So I go to break. Blitz says Blitz turns the hot mics off.
Yep.
Says he's here.
Well, I knew the merch crook was working. So I texted her and said, hey, Crackhead Calvin's here. Don't go outside. Just because I didn't want her to like walk outside and, you know, be, you know, quote unquote ambushed to, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't want, you know, Dan or Lummy or something walking outside and, you know, and getting, you know, just accosted by the guy. So
right.
I wanted everyone to know, hey, he's here. Just heads up.
Right. So we go out there. I go out there. And this is what I was trying to play on my phone for you. This is my interaction with Crackhead Calvin. This is before the cops came. Right here.
Oh, God.
Thank you, sir. Follow the love sponge.
Now, I got to tell you, this guy's fucking whacked out.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Like, this guy's, I think, maybe more whacked than Kenneth Kimberlin.
Really?
I think he's functionally whacked.
So
if that makes sense,
I was looking up Kenneth Kimmerlin's court stuff the other day, and they've requested a psyche eval because they don't know if he's competent to stand trial.
Oh, for real?
That was the latest filings.
So if he's not competent to stay trial, does that mean he goes to the funny farm?
Yeah, but he's competent, but just he's, you know, the public defender wants to cover their bases. I'm sure that's what it is.
Just to be able to say, you know, we had the eval, right?
Yeah, and they're going to say he's competent, but that he's got issues.
I think this guy's brilliantly insane.
The judge will use that against him too, kind of, you know, or make him get help as part of his conditions.
Which do you think is more like of a physical threat, this guy? Or
this guy,
Kenneth? Really?
Yep, absolutely.
Like I know you're just these are just spidey senses.
This guy
but...
has more resources and is a little more affluent.
Okay.
Than Kenneth Kimmerlin. Okay. Kimmerlin was
like homeless.
Homeless.
Yeah.
This guy
is more functional.
I think so.
Okay.
Oh my God!
You need to get out of here, buddy.
Get out of my car?
You need to leave this area.
All right, where's the property line, sir?
I don't know, but you...
I'm not going to do anything. Baba, I'm unarmed.
Yeah, well, I am. I am armed.
And Blitz, I don't think it's illegal to tell somebody you're armed.
No.
And as long as it's concealed and you're within the...
You weren't threatening about it.
No, within the rules of a concealed weapons permit, if you have it concealed... I think you have the right to tell somebody, well, I'm armed. I mean, kind of putting
depends
somebody
on... how you
on...
say it, but I mean, like, the way you said it's fine.
Right.
You know that. Just to let you know, I am armed, okay? So I would stay right there if I was you. I would stay right there.
I'm not going to...
I would stay right there.
I am nonviolent. Sir.
I would stay right there.
This is for Anna. You know what today is?
No, this is not for Anna. You need to get... You need to get... You need to get... You need to get in your car... No, nobody's taking this to Anna. Get back.
I love you guys.
Crit, get back.
I had nothing against you, Bubba.
Everybody back.
I'm not doing... Hey, I'm unarmed.
Then put it in the mailbox.
Can I put it in the mailbox?
And get out of here. Okay.
But did he smash something with his left front?
Yeah, probably our gate.
Thank you, sir. And
the pole?
Thank
probably.
You. And this is Bubba, really.
Put it in the mailbox and get out of here right now.
He's missing a gas cap, too. His gas cap cover.
It looks like he sideswiped something here, doesn't it?
Probably did.
Yeah.
He told me. Now, Sativa_Rise.
I'm telling you.
I love you. Can you sign? Can I get your autograph, sir?
And Dan has an outburst, a very much doctor-like outburst. Clear the gate!
Well, because Dan's in his car, like, wanting to leave.
I know.
No, I'm just telling people.
Oh, he's trying to leave?
Yeah.
I do love you guys. I do love you guys. You know this. Bubba, I'm serious, man. You said yourself, man.
Just get out of here. Just get out of here and don't come back.
Red flags up.
I know.
Thank you.
Fucking weirdo.
I am not. Hold on. I am MLK, man.
What?
MLK Jr. Nonviolence.
Oh.
And thank you for recording. I was going to do it myself. You missed. Did you see? Yeah, that cleaned up nice. And how? I feel like responsibility for that because whoever.
You feel responsible for it?
I feel responsible because whoever mimicked me did a pretty damn good job. However, I would like to.
Hey, welcome to our world. Welcome.
I'm talking to our neighbors. Our neighbors are outside. I'm like, welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world. We've got weirdos.
How much? Are you
sorry, neighbor.
Well, I'm not admitting responsibility. However, I would like to help take care of that. Now, it looks pretty clean. I'm assuming it still works.
No, it's not working properly.
Okay.
And you were around to see that it wasn't working properly.
I did not know that. I didn't touch anything because I saw that.
Man, does he magic marker his eyebrows?
Oh, they're dark.
Clear my path, bro. Get the fuck out.
Dan.
Fucking Dan.
Dan has zero cooth. He doesn't give a fuck.
Doctor, sir, I respect
that's part of his charm.
See?
Good.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he goes, and look, and Calvin knows.
Right here.
approach. I'm fine. I'm staying in my car. Right, cop can approach.
Yep.
Wait, do you see this, brother? He is not.
He's not messing around.
He is no fucking nonsense.
So we can make contact.
International Women's Day. Tell Anna that this is for her. And it's, I wrote something in there. I got flowers. Now it's red roses.
Oh Christ.
Paired with yellow. Yellow means friendship. Roses means passion.
Okay, just take over and film me. So, open the guard. Open the guard. Get up so I can talk to the police officer.
All right, Bubba. Can you? I'll give these to you, Bubba. Is that in your camera?
I'm getting ready to go out there like fucking.
You look good.
I know to stay away, Blitz. Like I know to not like approach a police officer.
No, no, no.
You know, because
he has no idea what's going on.
Right. I'm just leaning there, just
yeah,
trying
hands
to be
on hips.
Badass, no giggling, hands on hips, badass Tyler Clem shirt. Looks badass.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Bubba, the motherfucking love punch. Now, how do I know? Where do I step? Well, first, can you give these to Bubba? I trust Bubba, nobody else. I trust a girl. I always trust women. Well, I shouldn't say that because, you know, I only trust God.
And this brother is like, what the fuck is going on?
Y'all can go inside. I'll come inside.
All right,
Bubba.
There's a big history here. But we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you a little bit. Including vandalism. Can you, sir?
Dr. Dan, the hype man.
Sir, when you're done, we'll talk to you when you're done.
We would like him trespassed. If nothing more.
Merch Crick sounds like Mickey Mouse, doesn't she?
We're looking for trespass. All right,
thank you.
Hey, Bubba, we love trespass.
Hey, she does sound like fucking Mickey Mouse.
Hey, we love trespass, please, thank you.
Say it, lovey.
We love trespass, please, thank you. Get that, please, Bubba. I'm going to record for you, thank you.
Switch, open it back up.
Well, hold on. For the police officer to be able to make it.
Yeah, I figured a motherfucker ain't gonna. I mean, if crackhead Calvin's dumb enough to drive in here while the cops are here,
sure.
Please, come on in. The water's warm, bitch.
Stop recording.
I gotta tell you, Blitz, that gate has been such a great deterrent, has it not?
Oh, of course.
For real. Most places around here don't have a gate. It's us and the Brinks and maybe one other.
Next door neighbor to, a car guy does. Car neighbor.
Not he's got kind of a pole gate that they stay open all day. Our shit's a little bit like Fort Knox.
Yeah. He's got a wall and then with like a little gate.
Yeah, and we got badass walls on either side.
Okay. That way you don't need. All right, so Blitzy, you stay out here.
Recording? Oh, all right, I got to get back in there for right now, though.
Or.
All right, so that's
part
what.
One.
That's just, yeah, that's just what.
And then Lummy has a lot of it recorded, too.
Right. Which we'll get to.
Yeah, he's got to go in and edit a bunch of it out, though.
It's 45 minutes worth.
Personal info and stuff that was said.
Trying to find where our live feed is on Facebook. Blitz, do I got a Manscaped deal?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it now, or do you want me to do it private?
Oh, whatever.
Us and the Brinks.
Hello.
And maybe one up. Blitz, do I got a Manscaped deal?
I already told you. Oh.
343 clicks today.
596 on YouTube.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Joe. Welcome to our world. I even trained today.
You look good.
I did good girl, bad girls, and I...
Hell yeah. You're going to get the Dodds pretty bad.
Yeah, you get the Dodds.
I got to get the fucking Dodds.
When you were walking
out
to the gate, you could definitely tell your back was
super
pumped.
Yeah, shut up, Lummy. You're so fucked up.
Besides that,
Lummy, did his back have the Dodds?
Yes.
Lummy, when's the last time you had Dodds when you did the fucking gauntlet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
He still has Dodds from that?
Yeah.
He has Dodds from the chip.
Yeah.
Chip Dodds.
Lummy, you're getting a little a little defensive today when I was telling you that you guys are paper tiger and your kid.
No, it's not really that. It's just
kind of is.
No,
he blames Costello.
There's a lot of things that are in the background because I mean we do like let him kind of live his life, but I mean we were throwing a curveball.
He's 5 months old.
Let him live his life.
That's what he gotta do.
Tell us about him. Hey, I need some time.
Yeah,
you guys, I'm fucking tearing it out, man. You guys get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean
he's like me and Anna. He needs some alone time.
Yeah.
That's so, Anna, see, like, yeah. Anna, this week, here's what I would do. This weekend.
Okay, what would you do?
Then I would be like, you know, probably Sunday. I'd be like, so let's go ahead and kind of map out the week. And then you guys map out the week. And he'd be like, you know, well, I need, like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday off. Or, you know, like, whatever. You map the week out that way.
That's about right.
That way it doesn't look like, it's not spontaneous. It's thought out and it's, you know, it's not.
Planned.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important, and I was talking to other people about this, that, you know, sometimes you don't have enough time to miss that person. And it is going to be tricky with, like, working together and hanging out and doing work functions and stuff. So we do need to plan time where we have enough time to kind of, like, miss each other's presence.
Right.
So.
Well, Blitz, are you kind of feeling that way, or are you kind of enjoying?
Oh, big time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's in.
He's in the studio.
What? Trying to get us a gig.
Oh.
Trying to get us a new gig.
Kind of got a little nervous there again.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, oh, who's here now?
Splish splash. I was taking a bath and I notice I have beautiful balls.
What the fuck?
That's what it says.
No, it doesn't.
Splish splash. I was taking a bath and I notice I had beautiful balls. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leader in below-the-waist hygiene, are turning men's showers dreams into their favorite routine with the all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle is designed to upgrade the everyday man shower routine from head to toe. Your skin, your hair, your balls, they all deserve this. And you can save big by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off when you use the code Bubba. Let me walk you through the Manscaped shower routine. 1. Lather up cologne-infused premium body wash and aloe vera and sea salt to keep that skin feeling clean and moisturized all day. 2. Hair care time. Apply 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner that cleanses and nourishes in one step. 3. Hop out of the shower and protect yourself and body. 3. Hop out of the shower and protect yourself from body odor by applying the Manscaped aluminum-free deodorant. This deodorant dries clear and is cologne-infused. 4. Got tattoos or dry skin? Then let's hit your skin with some of that hydrating body moisture spray that I'm looking for, by the way. Hey, dear Manscaped, send me some of that immediately. 5. Apply Manscaped lip balm. This is a free gift when you purchase the Ultra Premium Collection. And last but not least, you must use the Lawnmower 4.0. And last but not least, you must use the Lawnmower 4.0. And last but not least, make sure you're using the Lawnmower 4.0, the electric trimmer to clean off any of that unwanted body hair. Or the Lawnmower 4.0. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof. So you bet it's a major key to the new shower routine. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine. Blitz, that's about as best it's going to get right there.
All right.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Yeah. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. And I noticed I got beautiful balls.
Balls!
Lummy's been using it. Ashley loves it.
Yeah, she can't get enough of it.
She splish splash. She's taking a bath, and she likes your balls.
She just keeps cupping and cuddling them with them because they
cupping
smell so good.
Cupping and cuddling my balls.
They it smell so good.
How do you and Ashley deal with the alone time thing, Lummy? Or the, you know, by yourself? Do you able to get away?
Yeah, I got certain days that I'm able to kind of go out, like on a bowling night, or if like my friends want to go to a game, things like that. Kind of just plan it. She goes to bed early. I go out.
There you go. Okay. How about you, Sponjo?
Yes.
He's 2, 4, 6. He's alone by 4 o'clock.
He didn't know what we were talking about, Lummy.
Hold on, Blitz. I'm working on, like, I would say it's 50-50.
Okay.
But I got a call today with a general manager. That's all I'm saying. GMs make, well.
We need to get some of those other Bears boxes back.
Yeah.
We're down like 4 now.
So who?
At 800 a copy.
Who owned? The one in Mississippi, did we send them one?
Yep. brand new.
We did?
Yep.
I need to get that back immediately. Are you sure we sent him the golf ball? For real?
Yep. I think, No, we didn't send him.
The Detroit guy.
Well, we sent him
the Pittsburgh guy.
We sent them each one and then the Colorado.
Colorado.
Colorado Springs, wasn't it?
Oh, but the weed station?
Yeah, we sent him one.
Well, I better get these fucking barracks back immediately. I know. All right, so what is it? The Pittsburgh Detroit guy.
Correct. They each have one, which is the same guy, but the,
right.
You know,
two barracks.
Yep, and then the
weed
Colorado
guy.
Springs, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, but if I have to buy a fucking barracks to get this station, this would be huge. Just telling you.
That's fine. We just have three brand new ones that are out. So.
Did you see where Marco Rubio's flipped out? He's joined the families of. The surviving families of the 9/11 victims, and because the Biden administration supposedly, of course, this is probably somewhat politicky, but they're releasing the 20th terrorist hijacker back to Saudi Arabia for mental health treatment.
What the fuck?
The guy, Mohammed Ahmad Al Quantani. 46 was released from Guantanamo Bay prison after 20 years and sent back to Saudi Arabia for psychiatric treatment.
You know what this is?
A panel of military and intelligence experts determined that he was no longer a danger to the United States.
No, we're about to do business with Saudi Arabia.
It was a trade.
And we're about to do some business with Saudi Arabia.
Like,
yep,
hey, you want some
oil,
bitch? Then how about bringing Mohammed back?
Sorry about all that shit we talked when you chopped up that American journalist in Turkey. No big deal, but we do need some oil, and here's one of your terrorists back. Thanks.
Yeah. Because we proved that Turkey journalist got
fucking... He was a Saudi national, but he was an American citizen, and he was in Turkey at a Saudi embassy or something, and he went in one body and came out in many parts. And I think it's pretty much been proven that he was chopped up by the Prince. That's all I'm...
Or Prince's... The Prince's blitzes did it.
Yeah, not the Prince himself, but it was ordered
by
the Prince.
But his blitzes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I had to chop up somebody who would think the first person I call.
Blitz. Blitz. Maker, 1,000 stars.
Blitz. Answer your phone. What? Hey, I got a guy here at the studio in handcuffs. He's in the art shed.
Okay.
Can you come chop him up?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, no problem. He's a super fat
throw him back over the ducks.
No problem.
Families... Okay. Oh, yeah, super.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, super fat, blah, blah, blah. I know. I thank you for the Dyson and for the extra battery, but can you come back here and chop guy for me?
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be there.
So I used that Dyson a little bit. It's fine.
It's fine?
It didn't give any kind of errors.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
Hey, no problem. Families of the 9/11 victims and Republicans expressed the outrage as the so-called 9/11 20th attacker was released from Guantanamo Bay prison and sent back. I would never release a motherfucker
from
there.
Well, there's another 19 that are up, too. And Trump contested the order, and Biden dropped it. And so there's another 19 that are approved and another 7 that are eligible for review.
But what if this drops gas by, like, $1.50, Bubs?
What's that now?
$1.50 a gallon?
Yeah.
Send them all home.
Bye.
Listen, the only reason this guy's not dead.
20 years is plenty.
Hold on. The only reason this guy's not dead is because he got stopped before he could get on the... He missed his flight.
He's the lummy of the whole operation.
He was
Osama Lummy.
He was a guy that was supposed to fly, into the Sears Tower.
Yeah, he was a 20th.
I set my alarm for PM instead of AM. Sorry.
I must have had a power outage. Alexa didn't fucking tell me.
Alexa.
No, whatever, Siri or Alexa. 2001. Yeah, you're right. But hold on now. Hold on. Maybe this is him.
What?
Hello.
Oh.
Hijacker?
No.
Yeah, I just got an email here from Blitz that says I need to help him chop someone up. I'm not listening to the show. What the hell is that about?
Is this Caribou or is this...
No, this is Caribou.
No, Caribou.
Caribou's dead.
No, Caribou's got a... There's a little bit left on Caribou.
Well, look, whoever this is, it's definitely a 62. Yeah.
Another week after this...
Caribou or not, it's a 62.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hall of Famer Iggy. No, yes, no, like having some type of fucking meltdown and you completely just throw every fucking brand awareness right out the... That'd be like McDonald's changing their name to like fucking, Fred's tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Change of the M to an F.
One of the dumbest things I've done on Twitch, for sure.
Jesus.
I sit there and go, what the fuck? Seriously? 14 more days?
Can you imagine if Iggy was here during all this nonsense?
Oh, Christ.
Iggy would be in a ghillie suit right there in the fucking bush, melted in with the mailbox, ready to fucking blast the guy.
Ghillie suit on the asphalt.
I was saying in chat, send him my address. If he gets by the dogs, he's not going to make it out.
Well, this guy's about dumb enough to show up.
Yeah, well, please.
Man, I don't know, man. It's this guy is fucking full-blown cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
It's a little concerning, but I will say that Big Red and I have a plan to put a big sign up front that says Looney Bin this way with a fucking arrow flashing neon.
If you're crazy, please stop by.
What is going on lately, brother?
I don't know. And you know, the thing about it is we didn't – like, there's some people that we fucked with, obviously, and I could see where there could be some blowback on some shit.
Yeah.
But we didn't – I've never met this guy. I never met Kenneth Kimberlin. These motherfuckers, these crazy people are coming – they're coming after me.
I think I attract
crazy.
Well, you're on the air all the time, and you're always, you know, kind of not as bad as you used to, but, you know, you're still kind of rubbing people the wrong way, trying to.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm thinking I'm as compliant and pussified as I've ever been.
Yeah, you're just eating cheese and playing cornhole, trying to live your life.
Yeah,
he's playing cornhole and basketball.
And I wish I had some fucking Cheez-Its right now. Lummy, can you give me some Cheez-Its?
Yes, sir, I'm on it right
now. Go get them, Lummy. They're by the call screener. Got it.
It's a whole box of them.
So, Iggy, what have you been up to, buddy? Hey, Iggy, Operation Iggy and Creatine Travis.
Are they finally banging, too? Did you put them together?
Yeah. No, but I got...
Because they've been hiding it for a long time.
I think I got everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
I think I got everything.
Love is in the air.
But are you sure you need 40 fucking bags of concrete?
Yeah, brother. I mean, how do you think we're supposed to make a giant gargoyle out of fucking 13 bags of concrete? Oh, shit, I just let the fucking Iggy out.
Yeah, you did.
Damn it.
Lummy, did you just trip? Awful loud there, buddy. You know, we're in the fucking quiet business.
Did you turn your headphones way the fuck up to there or something? What?
No.
You're hearing every noise.
No, I'm...
Fucking Lummy.
Not at all.
Poor Wilbur's going to have a hell of a fucking life raising that old guy.
Have you been double, you know, 2-a-days at the gym? Are you still slow as fuck?
He doesn't go to the gym anymore.
I've been injured for like 7-8 weeks. I've just been back for like a week, so I'm kind of
go to the gym.
Up like I look like Creatine Travis now.
What'd you do?
All tiny.
Did you pull a muscle?
Either tore a pec or tweaked my shoulder. I'm not really sure. Actually, it's a lot better now, but I'm going for acupuncture tomorrow. I tried every fucking thing else.
Does that shit work?
Not as good as perks,
after tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Stick needles in you?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm cool.
Have you done cupping yet?
I think they put enough needles in you that you forget what my fuck.
Right.
That's fine with me. I don't care. Whatever it takes.
I did cupping, but and it didn't really.
Cup your balls?
I didn't think it really did anything except put hickeys on your back.
What is it supposed to do? Help with circulation or some shit?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
I jam a screwdriver into my hand right now if it stopped the pain from this friggin' that shoots every time I lift my arm above my head.
It sounds like maybe a rotator cuff shoulder deal.
Yeah, I think it's nerves. I didn't really do anything that did that. I think it's like the nerves in my chest, and I got issues with all that because I had a.
Well, you got hold on. You don't got it. Hold on. You don't got issues with all that. You got motherfucking issues. Period.
Who doesn't? That goes without saying.
You got, just because your pecs are short wired doesn't mean you don't have the other issues, motherfucker. I'm telling you that right now.
That's the truth, brother.
I mean, anyway, your pecs being, you know, like nerved up Willie, that's the last of your real issues, brother. Please.
That is a minor issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, just called to say, hey, please try to keep Blitz out in front of you and make sure he's, you know, whatever. And Blitzy, that email was kind of cryptic, bro. I need to figure out exactly what I need to chop that up. So,
We like to call them knives.
Yeah.
Chainsaws work, too.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? I'm going to Sunbelt and getting a fucking chipper, and we're going to hamburger it right into the pond.
Yeah, cool. Can we get an alligator?
No, we don't need to.
I saw
we
one.
Feed the fish.
They're real.
Where'd you see an alligator?
Out in front of you, Laylee.
Really?
Hold on, Bubba.
I've lived in Florida for 6 years. I've never seen an alligator in the wild.
Oh, a little
not
baby one.
One time. Not
it's
one
not,
time.
It's not a baby anymore, but it's small.
Yeah, it's
but
small.
I finally saw one.
I'll tell you, man. We've had
five feet.
Those motherfuckers are like dinosaurs. If you get up close to them, Like when they have their duct tape, their mouth all duct taped up and they can't do anything except whip, whip you with their, and you get a hold one.
When we had one in the studio?
Yeah, we had an albino one.
Yep.
Yeah. Hmm. So listen, Caribou, I love you, buddy. Everything going to be okay?
Everything will be just fine, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Travis and I will get that together.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Later.
I got my report. I mean, I got my manscaping deal done.
Your life's crazy.
What's that, Anna? Oh, is that her? Is that him? Is that Anna seeing the?
You're just crazy. Everything's crazy around here.
It's her
here.
Seeing the gator.
Her seeing the gator.
Oh, you sent him to
Anna. I think there's four happening this weekend. You guys are just flowing nicely.
We are. We're seeing
really
gators.
Are. You guys
holding
are.
Hands.
Now,
eating
is,
snacks.
Is he a good boyfriend?
Yeah, of course.
But
he's
is
an
she
amazing
is she
friend
a good girlfriend or is she a little?
Yeah, am I good or no? Hello?
There he goes. There Hello? He goes. Hello? There, that's Blitz talk.
Hello?
Not till you get that
Is his
four.
Mic on? Did you turn his mic off?
No, his mic's wide fuck open, like it always is for the most part. He's just ignoring me.
That's how Blitz
hey,
takes you
am
over
I
the
good?
Salad bowl you're making.
My good girlfriend?
Takes it from yes. behind.
She's...
Why'd you wait like a minute to answer?
Because he's
he the
likes...
mic.
Oh, fuck you. You fucker.
Yeah, fuck you. I hate you. But please keep saving my life. I appreciate that.
You know, Blitz has probably got fucking Crowdhead Calvin on fucking payroll. So, man,
of course
fucking,
I do.
The more scarer she get, the more night she spends, which is
closer to four.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. No, this Anna, is all a setup.
Are you a little bit afraid that once he gets to four, it you know, now the hunt's over?
Oh, then he'll like, lose interest in me and never want to talk to me again?
Can I tell you something?
Please do.
Us guys are hunters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our instinct.
What the fuck, Smudge? Shut the fuck up!
Unless it's dynamite,
Sponge.
You know, then
Hunting
he's going to go back
it.
To UT.
You know he's mad because anytime he calls me Sponge, he's mad as fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, so you're saying that's that, one, you deal. Saying four, that once he lays me, he'll just be done with me and want to go fuck all the co-eds?
Yeah, it's kind of like Russia. Once he conquers one, he's going to move on.
Oh,
know?
Man, this sucks.
He's going to go to the new countries.
I'm going to die.
No, he's a multiple blaster.
Oh, great. So I have to share him?
Yeah.
With my sister wives?
No.
That play volleyball?
No, you're not going to share
Barely
him.
Legal co-eds?
They're at legal. Well,
from Massachusetts?
18, 19. Oh, at least you know what?
Come on,
at least
man,
you know what?
University of Tampa, they're all from the Northeast.
Done, yeah. You've done far more research than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
She goes down there without Blitz and checks them out.
No. Wear my UT shirt. Where, ask questions.
Anna, where are they all from?
They're all from the Northeast.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
They really are, too.
Do you get a little jealous?
Of course.
You get jealous? Really?
Yeah. Of course I get jealous.
I play it cool.
It's a good thing she didn't see the chick hitting on me at the gym the other day.
But I play it cool.
Oh.
Can I say something? It's inappropriate?
Yeah.
But can I say something that's inappropriate?
Well, I mean, when has that ever stopped you?
Yeah.
Your tits look nice today.
Oh, me?
Yeah, that whole little thing.
No, he met me. What the fuck?
What's your...
Well, that would be inappropriate.
No, but I mean, like, you got, like, this little sweater on, and you got this, like, little put, like, this little tank top.
Tank top.
Yeah, little tank top.
Yeah.
Well,
my
tits look nice.
Hang
Thanks,
out.
Sammy. I appreciate it.
They're hanging.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Nice little titties.
Thank you.
Bubba, you look really good. Your arms look really defined. And your forearms are on point.
Yeah.
And by the way, your shoulder definition between your bicep and shoulder.
Between the and curls of those Cheez-Its.
With your forearm definition, grab.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Into the Cheez-It bag is impeccable.
Yeah, when you were talking to those cops, I was like, look at those triceps. Holy
God, damn. God damn.
The cop was actually getting worried because you looked like you were bowing up on him.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll be the last guy I'm going to bow up on. That motherfucker could take his gun belt off and everything and fucking whip my ass. That motherfucker didn't need to be a cop. He was bad. He looked like he did look like he was like.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Former college football player.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask him, but he kept kind of pretty much telling us go away.
I liked her. She was nice as hell. He was too. He was very nice.
No, they're both cool.
She had kind of a little cute side about herself.
Mm.
Hair pulled back.
Yeah,
he kept hitting on her.
Oh, God, yeah, he was. Crackhead Calvin?
I heard Crackhead Calvin was hitting on the female
cop. Oh, big time.
Like what was he saying?
You're so sexy. You're so beautiful. I didn't know they had law enforcement as beautiful as you. Can I give you one of these roses?
And
just flirting
saying?
With her the whole time, like just trying to make her laugh.
She was cute. Had her hair pulled back in a little ponytail. She was fucking, yeah, she was very cute. I mean, like, I don't want to say cute. I want to say pretty.
Yeah,
so sometimes a girl's cute, not pretty.
Right.
Yeah, don't even ask.
What am I?
Which one am I?
Yeah. Am I both?
Well, according to a crackhead, you're a goddess.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Look, he got one thing right.
You got a little titty shelf going on there, right?
I got a little titty shelf. I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
I got it all.
You saw a gator yesterday?
I saw a fucking gator in the wild.
Got you a boyfriend?
I got myself a boyfriend.
What does Reagan say about your boyfriend?
Oh, she loves Blitz.
No, of course she loves Blitz. She happy for you?
Of course she's happy
does
for
she know
me.
You've
At
been...
least outwardly.
Does she know that you've been to stage three?
Yes. Yeah, she knows I've been to stage three.
Did you tell her I blew?
I didn't say that. I said I went to stage three. She went, oh,
it's either
fantastic.
A handy or a blower.
Wait, did she go, what's stage
it's
three?
It's either a handy or a blower.
And I
Can
said,
you tell-
no further questions.
Was she drunk? What's stage three? In Ohio.
That's how many cc's my motorcycle.
Yeah. Really, you know, I
how
got
many
a 3cc motorcycle.
Yeah.
3cc.
I'm not quite ready to get a motorcycle. But in Cleveland, I had a 3cc motorcycle and I double clutched at the intersection and it stalled. And I was so embarrassed because I was trying to impress this guy with my 3cc.
Sounds like Bill Cosby.
I mean, you either touched it or you sucked it.
Oh, well, that's a mouth. She went, That's what it sounded like when she blitzes 10 inches. So
Lummy, your eyes roll back in the head. Anytime we talk about Blitz's wiener, you get like just
hold
so
on, whoa, hold
into
on.
It.
Whoa.
I talk about Blitz's wiener from time to time,
no.
But I don't get into
Bubba,
it.
Bubba, hold on. We need to do art reviews with Lummy. Remember what he see in every fucking
cock?
So
this motherfucker
is great.
Seen cocks all over the place.
A dick.
So we're at, let me just be honest, we're at Tom Bean's $4 million condo. That's where we
were.
Sorry, yeah. Dr. Dan, for getting yelled
at. Well, I actually told, I was talking to Tom yesterday, and he was like, I heard, he was actually listening to the show. He's like, wow. You don't have to be undercover. He's like, you can say that to me in Gina's condo. Like,
okay, now that that's been said, about 10 minutes before Dan said that, you talked about it being Tom Bean's condo.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
And by the way, Dr. Dan felt really bad about it.
Okay, it was a secret until we had been there.
Right.
And then after we had been there, talking about it, you know, post.
Sure.
It's not a big deal. And we're going to, I'm trying to get a hold of Tom Bean to see when we can go back, but kind of as like we stay the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
a weekend awesome. Retreat?
Like we go, you know, Blitz, like, you know, maybe get some steaks or some, you know, I'm sorry.
Can I have that week off from her?
Didn't say a Tampa Co. I'd really like that place. We're like, why bring her twice when you can excite a whole other person, right?
Oh, exactly. Bring a new 24-year-old, 22.
With the junior suite, Lummy? I mean, Blitz junior suite?
Yeah.
I'll just sleep in the printer room. No problem. No, it's fine. I know there's no beds or anything in there. That's fine. I'll sleep on the hardwood floor.
In the printer room.
Printer.
There's a laundry room.
At least fucking a co-ed. At least I'm close to the kitchen.
Yeah. The lighted up Granite Willie, right? Yeah,
actually, the printer room is in between the two kitchens.
Yeah, it has a butler's kitchen and then a regular kitchen.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, what I was talking about is that so Tom Bean has and Gina have this really cool, like all throughout the house is this really cool high gloss artwork, and it's real. If you look at so, Blitz, we're in the kitchen, and there's a. At the entryway, there's this one particular piece. So Lummy's down by the front door, the entryway, and he's looking at this fucking picture. And Blitz comes to me and goes, Lummy is looking at the picture, talking to himself.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at him, and Lummy's like having a full-blown conversation about what this picture is obscure. Like, it's like a...
abstract.
It's like trees and stuff. And like you could see shit in it.
And so there's probably, I don't know, 20, 25 pieces of art in this condo. And so every piece of art, Lummy starts out with where he sees a penis.
Right.
They were all true, though.
I mean, like, so there's this piece of art in the bathroom. You see the penis right there
with
and the balls.
Two big testicles and
then there's this
more
artwork
veiny.
Over in the kitchen, and Lummy's like, hey, can you see, like, those balls with that penis that kind of comes
the
up
jizz.
There?
Oh, even hold on. Even in the granite countertops, he was seeing penises.
Yeah. So in the granite countertops, like, oh, look right here. See, there's, like, a penis. Everything...
It's bony time all the time.
All of Lummy's artwork interpretation starts with penises.
It's very phallic.
It was Lummy investigate. I was investigating the paintings and everything, and I was putting it all together. There's a lot of penises.
Yeah, but Lummy,
in
not every one of those photos does
doesn't
not
have to be a heart-throbbing cock.
They don't have penises in them, buddy.
Well, you can interpret anything you want into a penis.
And it's you're right.
Yeah, you can.
And when you have
penises
that,
in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. When the eye of the beholder wants everything to be a penis, then everything's a penis. And it seems like you want everything to be a penis, Warren.
Well, there was a lot of bulbing, like veiny penises that were showing. I was wondering what this artist was going for.
Lummy, I think it's multiple different artists, first of all.
Oh, I thought it was all the same. Maybe
got
he was cock
tinted glasses.
I think that you.
There was flaccid ones, there was rigid ones, there was curved ones.
Lummy, there wasn't really any of that.
Well, Lummy, the tree one,
you could ask 100 people what they saw, and only one saw a penis. You.
I could make it look like a penis.
Obviously.
Lummy.
Well, here's the best part, too, is like, so I heard him talking to himself, and he's like, oh, there's a penis right there. So like a minute later, I was like, Lummy, did you see the penis? He goes, you saw it, too,
you
saw it, too.
Fuck you, Blitz. I actually thought you did see it.
No, there's no penis in that deal.
It.
I mean, there's no penis in any of that artwork.
Well,
but everyone,
I'm excited. That's why I started looking for more penises around.
I know.
And then I offered him a White Claw. He's like, you know what this looks like? I'm like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yeah, penis.
Exactly.
Blitz's penis.
And Lummy, you really are into penises, aren't you?
Listen, I just tried to see what
you
I see.
You want me to do an abstract piece with a penis?
He'll give it to you for Valentine's Day.
You want me to do an abstract piece? Lummy, when's your birthday, Warren?
Oh, July 10th.
Yeah.
July 10th.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do an abstract penis piece for you, Lummy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait, what?
I'm going to do...
Oh,
he's
no.
going to see a penis in it, no matter you do it on purpose or not.
I'm going to do an abstract penis piece.
Well, thank you.
For you.
And some artwork.
I will hang that up proudly.
Yeah,
whatever. In the living room.
All right, so what's today? God, it seems. But okay, so we're only here. What? Wednesday?
It's not like Thursday yet.
Nah, Wednesday. I know. It's only fucking Tuesday.
We're here tomorrow. We're here tomorrow. We do two shows.
Yes.
Be on Facebook and YouTube exclusively. I've not. Blitz, have we got an email back from Twitch?
Nope.
I sent that one that I got today.
Yeah. No, because I get the same ones. So no, we have not. I keep checking.
Oh no.
So you get the same updates. Okay.
Yeah.
I always forward them to you just in case you didn't get them.
Any of them that go to that address, we both get. But if you want to keep forward them, that's fine with me.
Okay. Perfect. I got the employee bonuses put in for payroll.
Oh, thank
cool.
you.
Got that done. You thought I was going to fucking forget, not it?
No, but, I didn't.
No, not you.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Actually, to be honest, I thought you did it last week already. I thought you were like way ahead of the game.
Actually, I did it this morning. Okay. I'm like, holy shit, I better get this done.
Yeah. Awesome.
Let me be looking for some shit from Home Depot because I'm in the middle of something here. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perf. Yeah. Twitch support. Nothing.
You know the ones in the garage? The kitchen. Yeah. In the corner there. Those are both Home Depot.
That's like my little stack there. Let me.
Yes, sir.
That right there in the kitchen. I kind of got a little stack of Home Depot-ness going on.
And then you got your Star Trek necklace thing to mess with.
Oh yeah.
What? You got a necklace?
Oh.
What happened?
They're a really good, cool sponsor.
This is a new sponsor.
Oh, Christ.
And it's you wear it around your neck.
Like a necklace?
Yeah. And
it's not a necklace. You'll see
it's
it.
It's called the Hap B.
What?
It's called the Hap B.
I don't know what you're saying.
H-A-P.
Yeah.
B-E-E.
Hap B. Okay.
And you wear it around your necklace. After you charge it.
No.
Oh, mine won't fit.
Too big?
Blitz, it won't fit.
I guess I'll have to use... You look like Riley Martin.
I mean, I can see.
You look like Riley Martin. Oquan Tenzin-Wan.
I think it's
supposed to be...
It's supposed to be...
You look like Riley Martin.
But oh shit! I'm afraid that if I get it,
I won't be able to break it.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have claustrophobia. Or is it supposed to? Blitz, I can get it.
I'm afraid I'll have claustrophobia.
Listen to me. I am afraid that I'm gonna have claustrophobia if I put this mother. If it'll fit around, but I'm gonna feel like I'm being choked out.
Do you want me to use it?
It's called a
happy. Yeah, happy. No, they're good stuff. They're good for sleeping.
Look
yeah, of
up.
Course. I know all about it. Why happy? Need energy? Are you feeling stressed? Do you need sleep, Bubba? The need to feel better is the one constant for everyone. Happy.
Says
to help you change how you feel.
It says, welcome. Hello and welcome to Happy. I'm so glad you decided to join us in a mission to live healthier. Happier life. Happy is like a superpower for your mind and body, giving you more control on how you feel throughout the day. I need some fucking control.
Yeah, boost your physical well-being.
To say that I'm excited about the results of Happy is an understatement. Here are some results that I've personally experienced. It adjusts my attitude, soothes my knotted muscles, slows my monkey mind.
Well, how does it go?
It gives you energy from caffeine.
How do you do it?
You put it around your neck. It's also water. It's water resistant.
Download the Happy app from your app store. Turn on your new Happy device. Small button on the back. Put your new Happy with your phone via Bluetooth. Select your desired signal. Well, you know I'm gonna have to go full fucking. You know, floor it.
So it depends on how you feel, Bubba. You can put it around your forehead or around your neck. And it says that it's
Here's what I'm scared of. I'm going to put it down over my neck, and then I'm going to feel like I'm getting choked out, and then I'm going to try to rip it off, and I can't get it off.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm going to fucking break
catch, it. Yeah, you're going to catch some claustrophobia.
All the pictures on the
claustrophobia.
Website. Claustrophobia. Looks like it's very loose.
Anna, come here.
Okay.
Immediately. Because you got yourself a little motherfucking head, it'll just slip right over your shit. Come here. I haven't turned it on yet. I think I got to charge it. Like, this will just, I'll do it. I'm going to crown you. See, like, look, bam. See, like, but see, for me, hold on. Like for me, if I go below that, if I go below that Cro-Magnon right there, and then it slips down, and I'm gonna feel like
you'll never get it off.
Like you put me in a rear naked. See, but you on the other hand, you slid that thing right on, like boom, yeah, it's on, happy.
Yeah, it's got a big neck.
Yeah, I don't think it's on right now.
Bubba, this gives you pain relief, relief to back soreness, decreased feeling of pain, better recovery from workouts, restfulness.
I feel better
mind
already.
And body felt better at night,
I
leading
feel
to better,
better
sleep.
Right now. This is awesome. All of this.
$400. That's a deal.
How much?
$400. That's a deal, Bubba. It's a 5-star rating.
I got the charging cord right here.
That this is a hell of a this is great. Faster to sleep, deeper to sleep. Never need a pill again.
Am I supposed to wear that thing around my neck while I sleep?
Yes.
Well, that's going to be a little cumbersome.
Well, or on your forehead.
On my forehead, like a nanu bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're not going to wear it, I will. I have your account information and stuff. I'll talk to the lady.
I like listening to Blitz with no headphones.
I can't hear him.
Oh, is this Calvin? Is this Calvin?
I don't know. It's unavailable.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Greg.
Hey, hey, Greg. How are you, buddy?
Good. Just wanted to say good morning to y'all.
Well, it's been quite an eventful morning, my friend.
I saw that and heard it. I'm glad y'all are out, at least.
Us, too. How are you?
You're doing great. Just lie like I always do and say I'm doing great.
Actually, you sound pretty good, buddy. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, no, actually, I'm not. I'm putting up a front. I pretty much had to lie to my family this morning when I started doing.
That's what I always do. I lie to my family every day.
I lie to you listeners every second of every day. Please.
Right. Bubba cracked his mic and said he's happy to be here.
He'd be like, hey, happy Tuesday, March 8th, when really deep down I'm crying. And I got suspended from Twitch for a week by a fucking fat ass.
So is it actually a suspension? Because when I tried to pull you up yesterday afternoon, it was like they said banned.
No, you were banned. We're banned. When they suspend you, they banned you for a week.
It's not a permanent ban. It's a temporary ban, but it's still a ban.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I couldn't even get the channel.
No, it's fucked.
We can't either.
They lock your shit up, Greg, including, like, we can't even get to it. Like, we're fucked.
Holy hell.
There's one guy in chat that has it out for us, and he's made it very well known. And so, just whatever.
Oh, man.
Right.
I mean, that's not cool. Even when I had it, you know, and then I was at least doing it in a constructive, you know, loving way.
Well, when you were trying to get us banned off Twitch, when you were doing
I was just trying to get you to be you, you know, bring out the good inner you.
Well, now I'm trying to bring out the good in you, Greg. So what the fuck? Let's go, buddy. Get your shit together.
Stage 4.
Have you tried stage 4?
Have you tried this new happy deal? Supposedly, it's great.
Look at Anna. Look how happy I am. I'm happy. I'm happy.
But, Greg, but I will tell you this, man. I would regularly be cutting a promo on somebody that had me on speakerphone, but I'm being a little lenient with you, buddy.
Honestly, it's like the only thing that works on this goddamn thing. So
it sounds like total asshole. It sounds like shit, buddy.
Greg should get a Zed hubby.
Do you want to be happy?
Anyway, bring it over here because I got it plugged in ready to go.
There's ingredients you can put in to make you feel a certain way. Like if you want to feel high, they got a Zen companion.
Larry's got me set up. I've got someone I'm going to be talking to on Monday morning.
Good.
Friday morning. So we're off to the start.
Keep me posted, okay, buddy?
Yeah, hey, good. Hey, by the way, no hate, that thing I sent you, it goes right hand in hand with what you guys were talking about. I thought you might find some funny on it. So if you address it tomorrow, take a look at it. I gave you the minute review to go into. You guys will laugh your asses off.
All right, buddy. Greg, thank you, buddy.
All right. Catch you later, guys. Bye.
Bye. What did he send you?
Bye. Look at these blends.
I don't remember.
It's all the signals that go into your brain from this. You can feel high when you want to. You can go to sleep. You just mix a blend and it does it.
What?
See, look at it right there. You want to create a boost, Bubba? Click on the ingredients or the morning coffee and ingredients.
Ingredients.
I can't read that.
Which version of Lummi is this?
An engineered blend of caffeine and calming compound.
Yeah.
Well, how do I do that?
So it says right here, and now a blend is a combination of different happy signals to give you exactly what you need when you need it.
I need
signals.
The physical well-being.
I need my life is fucked up. I'm behind on taxes and a crazy man's about to kill me.
They're working on that.
How about that one? Blitz, can you find me that one?
That one's coming soon, it says.
Is
it?
Hold on. I'm behind on my taxes and a crazy man's fixing to kill you.
Yeah, I'll buy 10 of those immediately.
How it works. I need to do how the sleep one works here.
You got to get a different
blend.
Chill
out your senses.
Yeah, here we go.
How do I can't have that thing around my neck. Here's what I'm afraid of. That when I take it below my Cro-Magnon, that I'm going to feel claustrophobic.
I hear
you. You mean you're going to choke?
I'm going to have claustrophobia.
Yeah.
How much room that woman has?
That's it barely fits over my head.
Dude, you might catch a case of the phobes.
And then I'm going to have Blitz sauce all the motherfucker off, and it's not going to be worth nothing.
It's $400. Great price.
It is a great price. I hope it
guaranteed 365 days.
They don't have like a 3X? It's just one size?
I needed to tell Kim from the podcasting deal, hey, can you send me one that's made for a
she
gorilla?
Said do a loop.
You sent me one made for an Anna Peanut Head. I need a goddamn silverback one.
Do they actually have different sizes?
I don't think they do. I do not think they do. There's a blend for everybody.
How are you supposed to sleep when you get choked?
Can't breathe.
Because the electrodes that are going into your brain, it puts you to sleep.
I know when you're fucking choking.
I'm going to go to bed with
it. It'll still put you to sleep, though.
Yeah, it'll put you to sleep forever.
I'm going to bed like a coal miner.
And you got it plugged in, too, now.
I'm going to do the show with this motherfucker on. I'll be the best host ever. I'll be like Bubba Limbaugh tomorrow. Look at this.
Can't hear shit.
Look good as fuck with my new hombre.
Star Trek.
Hey, have you heard about Bubba? He's fucking hooked up to some deal. Keeps him in control. He looks good as fuck, though.
Bubba, do you feel it on right now? The electrodes going in there?
Yeah, I feel
what ingredient do you have?
I don't know, Lummi. Wait,
what blend do you have?
I don't know, Lummi. I don't know what.
Because if you have a deep sleep blend, it could put you right to sleep.
So oh, shit.
We need to start at 6 a.m. with a deep sleep blend.
Fuck it all.
Blitz, I'm afraid that if I go down past my Cro-Magnon, that I'm going to have anxiety.
You're going to rip it off.
For real. I'm going to have anxiety. Like, I'm going to have anxiety because it's going to be choking my shit.
It might.
And I'm going to literally say, Blitz, I don't give a fuck. Take your whatever Saul or whatever you got and take this off me immediately. Because this is as far as it'll go without it being a problem.
Right.
This like it's on one of my back of my hot dogs on my back of my neck right now. It's on the second hot dog.
But it says, according to this, experience life without side effects, easy to use, wear around your head
and
neck.
Yeah, but do they
easy
have a fucking portion about getting stuck on your neck? That you weigh 291 fucking pounds at 5'10"?
Oh, great.
You got a beautiful laugh, Anna.
All right, Anna, yep. Anna, right here.
Yep.
You got a
hey Calvin.
Hold on, Calvin.
Let me express
Calvin.
First,
no,
express,
no.
Calvin.
Anna, let me
Calvin.
First.
Calvin.
Anna.
Calvin.
Anna, I need to express. I'll give you $20, Drill, but you got to do something for me. Meet me. You're invited. You bring your plus one if you wish to. But on one of your off days, come over, girl. I mean, I'll treat you right. I'll you can stay outside.
Calvin.
And we'll just talk.
Calvin.
Tell him.
This is Anna. Calvin.
You can express.
Calvin, this is Anna speaking.
Shut the fuck up for a second and let Anna speak.
Let you express,
here you go.
Anna, just express.
Okay, Calvin, this is Anna speaking. I'm talking to you right now. You need to get away from me. You need to stop following me. You need to stop following me to my gym, asking about me. You need to stop coming to the station. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. You are harassing me, and I feel like my life is in danger. So please stop harassing me. Stop talking about me on social media. Stop trying to connect with me socially on your Instagram or otherwise. Stop talking to me. Stop posting about me. Stop following me. Stop giving me gifts. I don't want anything to do with you.
He just hung up.
Yeah, he hung up because he knew. It's okay. We got it out. Mm-hmm. We can prove that he's listening to the show. I have unbelievable powers now.
You do.
And I mean, Blitz, I hate to be, you know, I hate, you're going to probably not want me to have this, Blitz, because it makes me smarter than you. I know some shit that you don't even know.
It does say, it's no. Like a song, Bubba, that only your body can hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you hear that song in your head right now?
Of course I can. And you know what it says? You're the fucking man. Blitz is number two. It's saying, you're number one, and Blitz is number two. You're number one, and Blitz is number two. He used to be number one, and but now he's number two. And the reason you're number one is you got a nanny on your fucking head. Bubba's number one because you got a fucking two. Nanny. I got a motherfucker hooked up, baby.
This is a game changer for you, Bubba.
Listen, I'm just afraid that when I take it down past the final hot dog in my neck, and off my Cro-Magnium fucking forehead, and it goes down to my thingy. Well, here, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Come up here
real fast.
There's
no way it's going to fit around, Lummy.
Come up here.
You think it's going to squish your vulva?
Lummy, I think I might have a tape measure. This is what's going to be. This is how we're going to be able to do it. Lummy, see if there's a tape measure over there, okay?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, here we go. So here's how we're going to do this. Lummy, if you measure right around here, yep, all the way around, what is it? Okay, now measure around my chin, like right there. Okay, so you can see it's going to get fucking stuck. Now go around my neck. By the way, Lummy, you're using a fucking one that you would with. 26!
That's the size of my waist.
You're going to say that I have 5 extra inches? Yeah, but Lummy, like you can see that it doesn't even, one of my ears can't even fit through. Look, Lummy, look. I'm afraid that this is the only, I can only wear it like a coal miner kind of deal. Dear Hap B, do you make one that's a 20, like 2 inches bigger? Because I'm afraid that once I get this thing,
you need a Hap B big and tall.
As soon as I get this thing past my last hot dog and over my Cro-Magnum forehead, it's going to get stuck on my chin. And then I'm going to have to chin it down. And then I'm going to feel like a Doberman that's got a fucking constrictive collar on him. But you know, when you get those dogs, they got those collars that kind of fucking go into their skin in case they act up, and you just give them a little
yip. Prong collar.
A what?
Prong collar.
Yeah. I'm going to feel like I have a fucking prong.
I'll use that for Colt.
I know. And he would never fucking act up because he didn't want to get pronged. And it only took one prong and for him to know what a fucking pronging was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're not sharp, but yeah.
But you only had to prong him a couple times. You're like, fuck that shit. I'm going to be a good dog.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
And sometimes even when Lummy, like Blitz, like if he didn't have his prong collar on, he knew. He's like, hey, I ain't got the fucking prong collar on.
Oh, yeah.
I can maybe act up a little bit.
Bubba.
But the minute you put that motherfucking prong collar on her, he was like, I don't want to get pronged. What, Lummy?
Did you download the app?
Yeah, he's got a full-blown account.
Because that's how you can start turning on your different zones. Like right now, we could put you in the bedtime.
Oh, that might be useful, actually.
Am I supposed to go around the house? You know how much Tyler's going to clown me when I'm rolling around the house with this fucking thing?
More than he does now?
True.
But you won't care because you'll be all zen.
Yeah, you'll be bedtime, deep sleep.
Hey, Tyler, what's up, buddy? I know you're making fun of me. But
you're going to grow your hair out long?
I got the motherfucking happy on, the Hap Bree. And I am fucking so zenned out right now, buddy.
You could be in the email mastery.
Yeah.
Power through the task that must be done.
Hey, yeah, Tyler, you don't have to be on any gimmicks anymore. We'll just turn you on and off.
I know you hate me, Tyler, but I can turn myself on and off. My brain's hardwired into this happy. Now, most people are able to put it around their neck, but your dad's got to keep it on his first hot dog, buddy.
Can we turn one on you?
What do you mean? I got it on.
The app. We can set your settings.
What do you mean?
Well, we could put you in the wind
down. We want a zap for your brain, please.
Or do you want the morning coffee?
Oh, I think I got it turned on.
Uh-oh.
Do you feel it?
Which one did you turn on, Bubba?
I don't know. I just hit the button until it's illuminated red.
Oh, no. That could be like a bad one.
They have bad options?
Well, I mean, you can get deep sleep.
You think my life can get any fucking worse than it already is?
Don't ask that question. Please don't ask that question.
The workout blend. We could do it in the creative boost.
I'm beyond my cords. I gotta stay within the cord ring.
They have a happy hour and a Zen companion.
Oh, you're not cordless yet.
Oh, love me with the happy hour.
Out of town. Out on the town, Bubba.
He doesn't need
You're looking fresh. Your friends are ready, and the party is only getting started.
He already looks fresh. Look at him.
Good.
I look fresh as fuck.
You do.
Don't we have that song? Bubba Clem is so fresh and so clean.
Yeah, we can't play it.
Oh, you're right. Hello.
Hey, it's me. Hey, is Blitz still running with you?
Yeah, what? Blitz is still running with
you.
Yeah.
Did he run off?
Who's that? Who's that?
Super fat?
It's Greg.
It's me. It's just Greg. Bubba, put that ring back around your head. Blitz, tell me that does not remind you of that little Spock Muppet from the Land of Confusion thing they had with Genesis.
You're talking another language, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Phil Collins and Genesis. They had this little video.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Bubba.
It's the Land of Confusion. Greg, I gotta go.
Swear to God.
Bubba, it looks like there's breaking news.
What?
It says, according to Ian Rappaport, the Packers and MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers have agreed to terms on a four-year, $200 million deal.
Will you not say that I was completely right?
Four-year, $200 million.
Special powers.
Will you not
say? Oh, my God, it's the blind pita, or the happy.
4 years, $200 million makes him a $50 million a year guy.
That's a lot of money.
Did I not say that was going to happen?
Yes.
So I guarantee you that Devontae Adams is they'll throw the franchise on just by the end of this, you know, business day today. But they're like, hey, Devontae, we'll get this shit done, buddy. Like, we're just, you know, protecting our own interests, but long-term, Willie, with you, we got your quarterback for four. Watch Devontae, you know, sign up for four.
Oh, I can see that, too.
Anna, you want a nanu-nanu over here, buddy?
Hold it.
You and Blitz can nanu-nanu. Are you a little jealous that you ain't got the nanu-nanu like I do?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I want special powers.
Yeah, I got special. You do got special powers.
Because I got a pussy. I'm sorry. Thought that's where you were going with it. Yeah, so I just tried to beat you to the punch.
I was, but I was going to try to be a little bit, you know.
More slick.
Yeah, be like, yeah, you know, we'll be. Well, I can't wait for Blitz to get that. Now, Honor, are you afraid that it's going to be a little bit of a letdown? Because Blitz is an experienced coxman.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
I caught him having a threesome one time in the pool, two Orlando babes.
Oh.
Don't hold that against him. That was his younger days.
I won't. Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Because he's a coxman.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
You know, I don't want to be a letdown.
You won't be. I mean, people get nervous, though, sometimes. Like, for real.
Yeah.
People do get nervous.
It's been a long time, Bobs.
Lemmy, what are you playing here? Is this the...
Oh, that's the report of Aaron Rodgers.
The Packers and MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers have signed to terms on a four-year, $200 million deal that makes him the highest-paid player in NFL history. Sources say he gets a whopping $153 million guarantee, and his cap number goes down. A monstrous commitment for Green Bay for years to come. Lemmy, did I not? Blitz, I know you hate me and everything, but did I not fucking just absolutely predict that earlier today?
You did.
Yep. I believe it was like 6:10, 6:15.
6:10, I said. Packers will lock him up. He just officiated David Bakhtiari's wedding. You're not going to officiate your left tackle's wedding if you're not going to be around for a while.
Well, as soon as you put your magic necklace on, your head.
You're happy.
Can you tell us what's going to happen to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bubba?
Yeah, what's going to happen next?
They're fucked.
What's going to happen with the Ukraine-Russia deal?
Jameis Winston's coming back?
You guys ask me whatever you want, and I'll be able to. I'm the great Karnak. No, gas prices are going to be at least another dollar from where we are by the time 4th of July is here. Gas prices will be $5.
Does Joe Biden
$5.50
poop his pants today?
Joe Biden.
He does every day.
Gets,
I don't even imagine Biden, bracelet for that.
Here's what my prediction of Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is thrown out by the Democrats so that Kamala Harris can try to get a little bit of a fucking head start, but it's the day after the second year.
Did you turn that thing off or something?
No.
Oh.
No, hold on. You don't think the Democrats would be like, listen, the minute that he's been in here 2 years and one day, which means she could be a double termer, not that this is, they have a chance, but their only chance would be, let's get this fucker out of here now, the minute he can, because he's fucking shit up. And right. Let's try to groom her.
That's broken.
And let's try to. What?
They've already come out and said she was supposed to be Plan B, but now she's Plan Z.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to go with her. She's too hated.
They hate her?
Yeah.
So they're just going to ride this whole thing out?
Yeah.
I'd rather ride out with her than him. Ooh. At least she might be Blitz. At least she doesn't poop her fucking pants.
How do you know that?
Well, give her that. I'll give her that.
She probably knows what day of the week it is.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give her that.
She probably knows what day the
But she
the
probably
week
does
is.
Poop her pants.
No, but she doesn't poop her pants, and she knows what. Boy, how downtrodden are we as a country when our president, all we care about is that she can't fucking poop her pants, and she knows what day it is.
What's going to happen with COVID? Is it over, Bubba?
It's over.
It is?
Over. Over. Hmm. Over. It's the flu. COVID's now the flu.
Is Putin going to launch nukes?
Yeah. Are we going to enter World War III?
Putin will not launch the nukes. Putin will do a ceasefire and take those two regions. Then he's going to have to worry about not losing his own shit in his own country.
When does Blitz stick that 10-inch hog into Anna?
This weekend.
Oh.
And he's probably not going to be able to give it all to her. He's probably going to have to go in halvesies.
Oh.
Will
Anna like it?
Yes, but it will hurt.
Oh, man.
It will hurt. But that's why Blitz is going in halvesies.
Yeah, I'll be nice.
Blitz will use some organic virgin-pressed coconut willy. Go in halvesies. You'll like the halvesies. And then we'll go to three quarters. And by his birthday, we're full in.
Well, Blitz be cuddling post-coitus.
Yes.
I feel like you're like that magic eight ball that you have to shake.
Yes, he will.
Can we shake
Blitz will cuddle post-coitus.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And you will like it, and you will like the act, you will like the coitus, you will like the cuddling,
okay,
and you'll like the hummus that he has prepared afterwards.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yes. Will Lil Wilbur grow up to be a paper tiger? Like his pam-pam?
Lil Wilbur has an eyes. Like his who?
Pam-pam.
Like his pam-pam. Lil Wilbur, Ashley is going to take to heart what I said today about the detergent. Little Wilbur will be on some cheap Tide later this week.
Oh, nice.
And there's a chance for Little Wilbur to be far more rugged than his very rugged-looking but yet very much inside paper tiger father, who I absolutely adore, though. Lummy, I love the shit out of you, buddy.
I adore you, too.
You notice how like, I like to hug you tight? And everything, Lummy? I just like to hug you.
I like hugging you.
What question do you have for the great?
Oh, can we say something besides Tide? Because I went to the store yesterday, and Tide was more expensive than the baby stuff.
Yeah, you know, maybe the Purell Snuggle. Or the
Snuggle.
The Arm & Hammer.
Oh,
you can get that for like $7.99 for 1,000 gallons.
Does that even smell good, though?
No.
Yeah.
It smells like shit.
Well,
get
everything smells like shit compared to the bougie shit we're using.
That's
Let's
very
be
true.
Honest.
It's very true. You got to get the Diva.
So, Blitz, do we need to... Will you bring your thumb drive in tomorrow and we can
Shouldn't
get
you know that?
And I hold on. I'm looking at the future. Blitz, I'm seeing a thumb drive being brought to the studio tomorrow. And I'm seeing that we could potentially read the code in my car today because that's just a plug-in Willy. What I'm seeing.
All right, then we need to end right now then.
Then we need to end right now is what I'm seeing. Calvin, yes, please stop calling us on the phone.
Yeah, he keeps calling.
You have done enough damage for the day.
Even after told many times now to stop calling, he keeps calling.
The police told him to stop fucking with us. The police told him to stop calling us. The police told him to not come by here again. The police told him to stay off. I mean, what the fuck?
Yep.
Does he not respect what potentially could happen? You know what, Blitz? The problem is, in my opinion, is he's played this crazy card so well that he knows how to play it, and nobody's really put him in jail over it. He's never really been in jail. He always gets thrown to the funny farm for, 72 hours, and they let him go. Well, he's done some criminal shit, and I think cyber stalking is criminal.
Isn't this beyond cyber stalking? I mean, came here in person.
That's a tough thing to prove. But I would, and Blitz, we had a tough time proving it with Kenneth Kimberlin, and thank you for the sheriff kicker. That's what really got him in trouble. But this is accelerated past the Kenneth Kimberlin deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kenneth Kimberlin showed up. This guy now has been here twice. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Kimberlin never vandalized our place. This guy did. Kenneth Kimberlin never got on social media and threatened to kill me. This guy did. Kenneth Kimberlin never showed up to Anna's, you know, jiu-jitsu school. This guy did. This is next level shit. And I hope that crackhead Calvin realized that realistically, you're on a very slippery slope of going to jail. You're on a very, very slippery slope. You may like to play these little bullshit games, but because you never go to jail, you all just get put in the fucking funny farm. You keep fucking around and keep not leaving us alone and keep doing what you're doing and headed down the path. You're going to be in jail. You're going to be in jail. Because Chris Nocko ain't going to fuck around with you, buddy. Playing this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You've been warned by several different agencies. So go away. First of all, stop calling us on the phone. And stop harassing Anna and stop harassing me and Blitz and anybody else that works at this fucking building. I got special powers now.
Obviously, we can see them.
All right, listen, let's go. Blitz, can I plug your code reader in?
Yeah.
Real fast?
Sure.
Does it come right up?
As long as I'm there on my phone.
Don't forget to unplug yourself. Don't walk away too quick.
You'd like,
be like one of those kids. You'd like the kids that have the tether on.
Blitz has got me tethered. Blitz has got me tethered. Nanu, nanu, motherfucker. All right, thank you, everybody. Go back and watch this. We're not
as of now. We'll be on Facebook and YouTube tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're banned out of Twitch. Thanks to some fat-ass pedophile. I'm glad you're feeling good. Report back to your buddy there, fat fuck. How do you really feel, Bubba?
Right.
I got special powers, motherfucker, represent. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.